This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. I-70 in Glenwood Canyon is expected to partially reopen today after being closed for about 2 weeks due to mudslides. Steve Harrelson, the chief engineer with the Colorado Department of Transportation, says workers made a lot of progress this week, but there's still a lot of dried mud on the interstate.
We don't want a lot of gravel flying, so we got to keep those speeds down. But, you know, 35 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour through that canyon is far better than the detour.
CDOT expects to open one lane of I-70 in each direction sometime today. But if there's severe thunderstorms over the canyon that causes more mudslides, well, that could close it again. Colorado is becoming more racially diverse. That's one takeaway from Census Bureau data out this week. White people made up the largest racial or ethnic group in Colorado at 65%, but that's down significantly from 10 years ago. Hispanics now make up almost 22% of the state's population, while the third largest group are those who identify as bi or multiracial. The census data will help draw the lines for the state's congressional and statehouse districts. And engineers have determined what caused Highway 36 to collapse near Westminster a couple years ago. A report from an independent firm in Denver shows the drainage system was not designed or installed correctly and could not remove water behind a retaining wall, which eventually deteriorated after heavy rainfall. Repairs cost the state more than $17 million. This is CPR News.